Okay, I want to warn you that these two handouts, it's not really halacha, it's more hashkafa. And the writing is a little bit difficult. I don't have clarity, so let's try to do it together. Anyone that has any comments and any translation of the words, by all means, please speak up. Okay, so let's start with the top. First thing, we're going to start with the Chav Beis, where it says Chav Beis Omer Aleph. On the top of the page, Chav Beis.
No, you got
you got two of the same.
No.
Chof Beis Amid Aleph. On the top of the page it says Chof Beis Amid Aleph. You don't have any of those? Chayra B'loy Smicha. Okay, all of the things, all of the topics of these two pages are pretty much, except for Tildim B'nei Sakenes until the second page, Karav Aracha, it's all the same theme. The same theme is the Chashivas of learning Torah and the importance. The chashivas of learning Torah and the importance of Okay, let's see. Bishut chasam. So first he starts off with chasam soifer. Kosav shamati maligin. I don't know who he's referring to. Shamati maligin. V'omim ki malos soy me'olam lo nismach. That I heard that they're laughing at you. Who is he referring to?
Somebody.
Your honor, the oilam lo nismach, did not receive smichas. How dare you take upon yourself as to be a rav when you don't have an official smicha? You have no experience. You know, in the OU, they're talking about a lot of, it's very interesting to learn about smicha. Today in the OU, one of the biggest, the best things you can do today is you can go and spend time in the OU with Rav Herschel Schachter or Rabelsky. They come there either once a day or twice a day. Rav Herschel Schachter, I believe, is there the entire day. One day a week, he's in the OU from morning until evening. And all of one day, he's now there two days. Rabelsky, he's there a day and a half now, even more. And basically, the way the OU is structured is they have specialists for every division. For fish, there's an a rabbinical coordinator, an RC, and for bakery goods, there's an RC, and for meat. And some of these industries have multiple RCs. And through the week, there are many complicated shilas. And through the week, many complicated shilas come up, and Rav Herschel Schachter is there one day a week, and basically they come in and they present all of the problems, all of the shilas, and he paskins for them. And Rav Belsky is there one day a week. The best, and besides the kasher shilas, a lot of other very interesting things end up, people, once they're ready, they're there, people come, they ask all different very important questions. And I've heard from various people who have had these, who've gone, is that the best thing they've ever learned for becoming a Rav is to go to the OU and to sit in the office in the corner in the room with Rav Herschel Schachter or with Rav Belsky and just listen to the shilos that come in and listen to how he paskins. The experience you gain from being there that day is priceless. It's much more than you learn spending 5 years learning Yeridei Chesh and Mishpat and getting a smicha. That's real shimush. That's real shimush.
Open to the public?
I'm sure you can get in. If you really want, you can get in. YU, they have, that's part of the internship. YU, they have, they're really upgrading.
RK does it online.
You can listen online. Wow, that's very interesting. Interesting. They're doing online now, live streaming. But this is something which is, the YU, they have upgraded their smicha very much. If you study, go on the website. I don't know personally, but they have a lot of very interesting programs, practical rabbinics. And that is all related to shimush. So here this person was complaining to the Chasam Sofer about a person who has no formal smicha. And even worse, the efshar, it's a nightmare, lo shimush chachamim klal, the chalila sheyipol bimitsudas rabim chalolim hepila. Now, I don't know the exact translation of those words, but it sounds like that this person is causing a great churban for Klal Yisrael. Anyone that comes to ask him a shayla is getting the wrong answer because this person does not know what he's talking about. Ayin shulchan aruch b'haskamas ramosh ein lozos miminik avasein litol smicha. The Ramah writes, no one today should dare paskin the shayla unless he has smicha. There's a minik, even though the smicha today is not a real smicha. It does not go back to Moshe Rabbeinu. But there's something called smicha. There's something, we have a legitimate organization and it's called smicha. I personally, I had to apply to the RC. At one point in time, I applied for a job. No, I didn't apply for a job. I applied to an organization that was going to help me get a job. And they told me their policy is they only help people who are affiliates of the RCA. So I had no choice but to become a member of the RCA. So I joined the RCA, attempted to join the RCA right after a scandal. If I would have applied literally the day before, it would have been a breeze. I would have filled up some papers and I would have been a member of the RCA and then I would have received help. But because the day before there was a terrible thing that happened and they got into a lot of trouble, I think, with the Rabbanan Eretz Yisrael, so they put a stop order. No more applicants are accepted until we get our house in order. And then I had to wait a long time, and then they came up with a whole new set of guidelines of how they're going to accept people into the RCA. First thing they said, they're only going to accept a smicha from a very limited number of institutions. So I had smicha from Tara Vidas. So it's on the list. Was it? Maybe it wasn't on the list. I'm not even sure it was on the list. So my smicha is not on a stationery of Tara Vidas. And Tara Vidas, at least when Rav Palm gave smicha, he didn't give it on Tara Vidas stationery. He wrote the smicha on his personal stationery. And he wrote a custom smicha for every Talmud. No two Talmudim got the same nosach. Every Talmud he wrote, he knew the Talmudim, and he wrote what their strengths are and what their weaknesses are, and he had different nuschos. Not every Talmud did he write yoyra yoyra. And some Talmudim he just wrote a lightweight nusach. Some he wrote yoyra yoyra. Some he wrote even more elaborate nuschos. Different madregos. The insiders knew all the different versions of the smicha. So I sent them, and then the Talmudim after he would write, they would give it to an artist and they would make it nice, whatever they did. I never did that. I just have the original. So I sent in the photocopy. So the RCA says, sorry buddy, we don't accept your smicha. Your smicha is not from an institution, it's a private smicha. So I said, well, in Tara Vidas, that's how they give smicha. They don't give it on a stationery. That's Rav Palm. Rav Palm gave smicha for, I don't know how many years, 30 years, maybe more. That's how Rav Palm gave smicha. He gave probably hundreds of people smicha in this way. And it was the real deal. You know, the real deal. We had real bechinas. We had to study for 3 years. Yechulin, Yeradeya, there were five oral bechinas. There were no simple matter. What are you talking about over here? So he says, listen, you know, we're now under a lot of scrutiny. Went a lot of scrutiny and everything has to be on the books. So we're not giving you smicha. So I said, well, that's how everyone here gets smicha. So he said, then have the yeshiva write a letter that this is the way
they do it.
So indeed, that the yeshiva, they wrote me a letter in Tara Vidas, we give smicha, and this is the way it's done. It's done on the stationery. Upon that's considered an extension of the yeshiva. Fine. And then I had to have interviews. Then they wanted, then there was a whole long process to get into the RCA. And then after I got Baruch Hashem, I got into the RCA, and the first thing was I got a bill in the mail. Membership dues. And then it's really an amazing organization. You can't say not. They have a very good private forum, emails where Rabbanim asked. My father very much enjoyed it. He didn't participate, but the emails came in where you have Rabbanim all over America. And they're basically telling other Rabbanim about their dilemmas, their shilas. The tsaris and the Rabbanis, some are like a crybaby. This all of us, I did this to me and that to this, and they commiserate with each other. And many times they present really tough shilas. Really, you know, we live in New York, so everything, you know, we live in a very religious community. You don't hear about horror stories, but some of these shilas are just mind-boggling, and there, many of them there is no solution for. There's no there's no real just practical what to do in different dilemmas. Okay, so you know there's something to smicha. The Ramah says a person should not be there's a minug Yisrael. It's a very powerful words of the Ramah. Even though Bizman says smicha is not promotion Rabbeinu. But smicha, still you have a legitimate organization that gives you smicha, and they select different sections of Shulchan Aruch which they feel you have to know well, and they test you on it, and there's shimush, and there's a certain, you have to know a certain amount of tal, you know, you have to, of Saladechik. He was very, very tough with smicha. He gave smicha to very few people. He also had to know a few mesechtas. I think he tested, is anyone familiar with this? He used to test people, he had to be tested on a few mesechtas, he had to pick a few mesachtas, and you had to know the mesachta. Today, they don't really do that today. Today they test you in Yeradeya. Today they don't even test you. Today they don't even test Hilchas Shechita anymore. A lot of, because Shechuta Shechita today. Today the issue is Hilchas Shabbos. The issue today is Avelos. A Rav has to know Hilchas Avelos in his sleep. You have to know.
Shul Sefer Torah.
Okay, Shul Sefer Torah. That even that today is a specialty today. Shul Sefer Torah today. You have Seferim today. Even that's not such a hard issue. But Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Avelos. Erevin is a specialty. It's not. Okay, it's more today. Unfortunately, it's become more social work.
What's going on with the writer back to
Smicha? Today, they don't have motions anymore. That's for sure. Okay, so here this is what he writes about. Ayin Shulchan Aruch b'haskamas shemuchas kedai techaz in the Ramah she'ein lozes miminag avosenu litol smicha v'chol zeh begadol v'talmud chacham yudu l'rabim. You have to do the standards of the time. You have to receive a smicha from a great person, a person that's accepted among the rabbim. Avol loy kol adam yochol loymar chacham v'ravani. Not every smicha is the same. We all know that. Not every smicha is the same smicha. Im kein ishke zeh bevadei tzoch laharos chazuso l'rabim. A person has to show his chazuso, his appearance, that he's royal smicha v'im irash and ismana ishke zeh pshida she'oso lechol mehoi rasai. If a person, the chasam sefer says that a person just says, I'm a rabbi, so what? Doesn't mean anything. Everyone knows. 2 weeks ago, first of all, the RCA went and they made a ban on giving smicha to women. This is the RCA. This is about a month ago. Gil student was a very big.
Been a long time.
About a month ago. A month ago, it's a whole different league. I didn't follow all the details, but Gil student is he's very active now in the RCA, and he pushed through a very tough decision. And now the Aguda, look what the Aguda did. Aguda, about 3 weeks ago, they said that a Kol Kore, that open orthodoxy, as far as they're concerned, is not part of orthodoxy. And their words were very, there wasn't a long letter, but they said their smicha, anyone that has smicha from open orthodoxy or their affiliate institutions is not considered smicha. Okay, those are very powerful words, because as far as I read it, I don't know, I'm not telling what I understand, is that means that if these people, they serve in Geirus, on a bez in Geirus, it's a big problem.
Yeah.
And if they sign a get, they sign a get zone, it's a big problem. If they participate in a marriage, okay, being a Mestad, the condition is not a problem, but if you're a witness, I don't know the exact parameters. I don't know, where do you draw the line? But it doesn't sound good. Okay, it really does not sound good, and it's going to become a bigger issue as time goes on.
There's a lot of gittin that have been vacated based on who signed it, who took care of the get.
Who took care of the get?
They had somebody this past, less than a year ago, from here, that was involved in something like that, and he asked me, he heard about something, he overheard me speaking, and he asked me if I knew that particular rabbi in that neighborhood, and I gave him the number. What he wanted to ask him was if he knew that person was a from rabbi who performed the wedding, gave the get, that kind of stuff, if he thought that person was, he was hoping to say that the person would not be a from guy.
Because that way you can annul the marriage.
And that way they could annul the thing from the beginning, or the get that they had, for him it didn't turn out well because the guy was a from guy. So he was hoping
all right,
he would be, but when he told me the name of the rabbi, I said he's going to be a from guy, but you could call this guy, and all the names involved are people that we all know.
All right, it's a very, very big problem.
Situation.
What is it that determines that you, about open orthodoxy, what determines that you can't sign a get?
I don't know the details.
I think the main issue is the smicha for women, right?
It's more than that. It's more than that.
What is a woman?
I don't. They're not clear. It's not at all clear. They are good. All they are good. It's not only they are good. They are good. There's also this. I don't know what they are, but there's a very large organization in Europe, a very big organization in Europe, which also is the equivalent to the Agud. I don't know who they are. Also, the issue they join what?
The I don't Council think it's. Of
yeah, who are so? Who are they? Who are,
no, that's what he called. That is like the OU of Europe.
So it's also very serious. They also echo the words of the Agoda.
So yeah, I don't know.
They have not clarified. They have not clarified the nafkamina.
The definition.
Yeah, I don't know. Yes, then. Chovei Torah. It's rooted. The headquarters is the yeshiva Chovei Torah. They have now a number of affiliate yeshivas, which are under their umbrella, under their authority.
Yeah.
And they're very.
By Avi Weiss.
They have not. The Aguda has not clarified what the nafkaminas are. You could say all you want. What is the practical difference?
What do they do with conservative? They're saying they're in the same realm.
That's conservative. Okay, so if a conservative rabbi is a. Let me ask you. It's not so simple. Let me ask you a question. If you have a person. It's very common. If you have a person who's a member in a conservative shul. But yeah, but he's pretty much Shomer Shabbos. As far as you know, he's a good guy. He's a Tinnik Shanish, he's a Shomer Shabbos. He just happens to live next door to a conservative shul. So what's the deal? So he davens there on Shabbos. He doesn't, and he's a Shomer Shabbos. He's not a Michal Shabbos, anything major, anything league. And he's at a wedding, and he's a witness under a chuppah. Are you going to tell me that the kedushin is not a good kedushin? Would you go so far to say that it's not a kosher marriage if he signs a get? Are you going to say it's not a kosher get? I don't think you would go that far. So just because the person happens to be the rabbi, and the rabbi on a personal level of Shomer Shabbos, there were many people that came from very chashva families that were conservative rabbis because they just needed parnasa, you're going to say that everything they did was not kosher?
I would say maybe 50% of the practicing rabbis from Terebidas in the 40s and 50s and early 60s wound up being
conservative rabbis. Right. So, and you gonna is anyone going to say that their kiddushins were not good kosher kiddushins, the giddens and conversions? Not so simple. It's a very, very, it's a gray area of halacha. And therefore, they're putting their statements in that same category, which is becoming a gray area. It's just making more. It's just creating more confusion. Yeah.
What is the definition?
Ask them. I don't know. They're open to secular ideas. That's my understanding. They're open to a more liberal or looser.
Friar.
Accept more. Accept more.
They're friar.
What?
If you don't believe in my hashkafa.
No, it's worse than that. No. It's worse than that. It's not believing Torah is Minash Shemayim. Let's take something fundamental.
A lot of them say that Torah is changeable.
It's not Minash Shemayim. Torah,
what we used to call.
Look, you can't. There's a very large spectrum. You can't go put everyone in the same category. There are definitely people there that basically Torah was not given in Sinai. The things that happened in Chumash never really happened. They've made statements. They're people. But these are Yechidim. And then there are people who say, I'm a Shomer Shabbos. When it comes to same gender marriage, I'm pro. They're tolerant. They're tolerant of it. That's not the same. It's Torah ben Hashemayim 100%. Torah is ben Hashemayim. But there are different people have different hashkafas, and I'm tolerant of those hashkafas. You can't put that in the same category as a person that says what it says in the Chumash never happened. The Mabul never happened. Yitzhak Hashem never. Just the Mishalim. Okay, so you can't. There's a very large spectrum, and you can't put everyone in the same boat. It's just going to create more confusion.
There are many articles that have run in the Yatei Naaman by Abraham Birnbaum on this subject, who
Yatednemon, they are the ones who would, they are the ones, Yatednemon, the editor and the people, they are the ones for the last 10 years have been at their throats. They really taking the lead.
What else?
The Yatednemon as exposing, searching, digging to find what exactly they hold, who they are. Yeah, our mayor.
Yeah, I have 2 points. The first point is I want to say that this is all hashkafa.
No, I disagree.
Because
no.
I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Even Rabbi Shtrambach and Asr, all the RCAs,
you know, Eretz is so, you can't go Eretz. Yeah.
That's okay. You want
don't cross the ocean. Don't cross the ocean, yeah.
I want to know who here in America would accept a get or a giur by any of the masses of their life. They sat down and made a bezin of Malkiah.
Alright, let's not go there.
If they made a bezin for giur, no one would accept it because they are not
Dayanim. Alright, let's not go there. I don't know. I'm just.
Who's making this?
Listen, I don't know. Okay, what was your question? Alright, listen, I don't know. Yeah.
What's the stand of the RCA as far as women is concerned?
They say that their smicha is not smicha. You're not allowed, the RCA has very clearly stated that you're not allowed to give smicha to a woman.
And also
this is a recent development. A woman, no. A woman is not allowed to have smicha. This is the decision of the RCA. Very recently, they've been coming very clearly. A woman may not receive smicha. A woman who has smicha is not recognized as being valid. Yes.
First, the question, I want to be good. I mean, I read the declaration, but if I go to the Orthodox, have they ever said anything about Lubavitch?
Never. To the best of my knowledge, they have never issued a public statement about Lubavitch, a cold curry.
Which is, not with with regards to what you just said, yes and no, because what they would like to find out, is always with the Aguna problem. The one of the main factors that they harp on in this matter is they ask the person if he believes if the Rebbe's alive. If he says yes, nothing he ever did counts.
They do have
that's the.
He's not religious. This is Gideon named Gideon.
It's like he's a Shagetz. He believes in Yashka.
Trinity.
Because the point that is a defining fact. Is the Rebbe? Do you believe the Rebbe's alive? If
that's
you say yes, it's over for you. And if you say no, of course not, that's a joke. Then okay, but we can't go. You don't trust Hashgacha. If we were instructed a lot of times, we get in somebody from the Lubavitch. You ask him if he believes the Rebbe's alive. If he says yes, you can leave now. Okay. And they go by that. As far as the other types of situations, what the school of thought was, the main sticking point is when a rabbi who's not, let's say, an Orthodox rabbi, marries a couple. too many times when you hear the story that this person, they want to know if they're married, they heard that this rabbi was a phony, wasn't a rabbi, they're not married. Of course, that's again a yes and no, because the problem is, what is the sticking point? Because you don't need a rabbi to perform as a
right, that you don't
it's
need.
Not
the
rabbi.
Witnesses.
It's not the Kedusha.
That's not the witnesses.
Right? So the point is, what is the problem? Yeah, the problem is, if the person who's asking the Harayat Mekudeshesli, if he believes that the rabbi is the one who's, it's on his authority they're getting married, then they were never married. And if the rabbi gives them that impression, so for some of these people who were on the cusp of not knowing any halachas, if they're not from people, they don't understand. If they think the rabbi gives them the impression that the rabbi is performing the ceremony,
the
is marrying them, then the wedding was never a wedding.
It's a very big leniency to say such a thing.
I'm just saying, but
it's
that
a
is
shocking
the
thing to say.
Behind it all. So if you have to know that when you're asking the woman to marry you, if you're asking the woman to marry you, it's on your das only. The rabbi has nothing to do. He's just making sure that you do everything right.
It's a tremendous chiddush to say such a thing. I hear
but
what you're saying. Yeah.
That is what has been said by big rabbanim.
Okay.
And they vacate marriages
based upon that. The power invested in me.
Rabbanim on a lot of things. A lot of people who were taken out of Agunas were based on that thought. Because do you think the rabbi married you? Yes or no? What was your opinion that without the rabbi's signature, I'm not married? I said, forget it.
Okay, that's a tremendous skiddish. Yeah, okay.
They thought they're not married. They found out that the rabbi wasn't a kosher rabbi. I said, well, what did you think when you got married? And that was the instructions.
Okay,
it's a tremendous thing.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
When you're looking for wiggle room, that's what you have. I had a couple of times when I signed the get, the first time it happened, it caught me off guard. Before I signed on the get, the cipher looked at me and said, "Are you a Shomer Shabbos?"
Give a cell phone.
He looked at I, you know, like that. And when I signed the ksuba more than one time, "Are you a Shomer Shabbos?"
You told him to call you on Saturday.
Right? So that's
text
it.
Me. Text
but
me.
I mean, that's they want to have it locked down sure who you are. So later on, you can't call it into question later. Okay. That's the thought process.
Happy
we'll be very careful.
Mention a name.
Yeah.
What? Is he allowed to give a condition to all the most important person?
Is he allowed to be? I don't know. I don't know the details.
Know
I'm not involved in politics. I don't know the details. It's very complicated.
You know who he is.
Okay. I know who he is. It's very complicated. It's very. Okay. I just wanted to talk about. We're talking about smicha. Interesting. Who you know? Interesting. There's one big mystery. I've been listening lately to some fascinating lectures by Rabbi Aaron Rakefet on the Lubavitcher Rebbe. He's already been he's discussing it. Aaron Rakefet, Rothkopf Rakefet. He changed his name from Rothkopf to Rakefet. He's been lecturing the history of Lubavitch and analyzing the Lubavitcher Rebbe for half a year at least. Some of the lectures are really just fascinating. And
he's still in the middle of the Sorbonne.
What?
He's still in the middle of the Sorbonne.
The big mystery is from whom did the Lubavitcher Rebbe get smicha? He talks about that. Where did he get? Where from? Whom did he get smicha from? I don't remember. But the big dilemma. He got smicha from a few people. It seems. Oh, so that's the big mystery. He keeps on coming back to that. This cannot be proven. There's a legend. There's a legend that he got smicha from the Rogachava. But no one can. They don't have the smicha. They don't have it. And but you don't. There's no proof. Where's the documents?
So what?
Where's the documents? What do you mean so what? Something so important as the smicha should be on it. He certainly got it from his father-in-law, right? His father-in-law from the sixth Lubavitcher Rebbe.
Talk about Rabbi Shach's comments on the.
Does he has not got there yet? He's not. At least I haven't listened to it yet. I'm a little behind. He has not got that far yet about the messianism and of Shach. Okay, but that's a very interesting thing. From whom did you get smicha? Today, a lot of people they like to have it in style to have smicha from multiple rabbanim. You see, very common. They take a new rav. Who does he have smicha from? Oh, he learned in Lakewood, so he has smicha from. I don't know who they give. They give smicha in Lakewood, and he has it from Zalman Chemia Greenberg, who is the son-in-law of Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach, and he has smicha from the rabbanut. That's very good smicha from the rabbanut. You get smicha, take the exams.
You get Goldberg was in the rabbanut.
No, but he gives a private smicha. He gives a private smicha. A lot of people, they run to him to get smicha. He gives you an exam, you get smicha. And really, the best smicha is you take the exams from the rabbanut. Those exams are thorough, you know, the questions that you go through, Shulchan Aruch, you have to really know. You have smicha from the rabbanut. That means you know your idea. You know your stuff.
That's in the recent century. Before that, did they have documentation?
Yes, they always Adaraba. They had today smicha has become watered down to a very sad state of affairs. But years ago, yes, it was documented. Years ago, sure, absolutely. Rav Shraga Feivel Mendelovich, when he came to America, he saw what was going on. He burned his smicha. I'm not joking. He saw what it meant to be a rabbi in America. He saw the corruptions. In the beginning, it's one of the first chapters of the book. The article wrote a book, Rav Shraga Feivel Mendelovich, his life history. And he came to America. He has a very chashuva smicha. I don't remember who he has it from. Very chashuva smicha.
Yeah.
The top of the line. Cadillac. Mercedes smicha. And could you imagine there was no photocopy machines in those days and no records, and he burned his smicha.
Right.
He took it and he lit it up because he was.
But that doesn't get rid of the smicha.
Of course not, but you have to believe, you have to have emuna that you have smicha.
Yeah.
Okay, so smicha, you know, something, the new thing they're doing today, I saw this twice. I never heard of such a thing, and it really enhanced the koyach of smicha. They have now what's called a ksav rabbonus. I saw this twice at an installation of a rabbi, Hachtorah. The Balabatim, they actually give. That was done hundreds of years ago. That when a new rabbi, a person is appointed to become the rabbi of a community, they write a ksav rabbanus.
Inviting him to become the rav.
Nothing with smicha. But it means it's not a contract. It's not to be confused with the modern day, every shul have with the rabbi a contract, you sign the contract with a lawyer, 2 years, 3 years, your duties, so and so, how many promises you're going to be paid. But besides, there's also, just like you have a ksav smicha, there's a ksav rabbanus.
It's a piece of literature, most of these.
There are different types. There are some classic.
But you had one too when they appointed 50.
When they made him the Rebbe, so they gave him, no, they gave him something called something. The Rebbe has a beautiful discussion. They gave him called Ksav Iskashrus. There's a Ksav Rabbanus among the Litvaks. The Litvaks is the Kehila, we makabel you as the Rav. Not
the Litvaks, it was all over. Every community.
Every Kehila. But in America, this is unheard of until recent times. Until very recent times.
This was a
shul is a kehila, why not?
In Europe, it was the
shtot. A shtot, okay. So in America, you have a shul, 100 families, it's a zelbazach, it's a kehila, it's a kehila. What's the difference? Because you remember another five shuls.
Part of the contract, if you read it, says you have to appear in shul twice a year.
No, that's a contract. That's
no,
a contrast.
I'm talking about the Savrabonis.
Savrabonis.
Twice a year you have to...
Shabbos Shuv on Shabbos HaGadol. The only time, my great-grandfather, the only time he spoke publicly was twice a year. He was there at Reisha Rav and the whole Reisha. I think it was they had a special shul. I don't know. I don't have it. The whole thing where the Holocaust, I don't have anything.
I know.
But Mstamba he had. But he only spoke twice a year. Shabbos Shuva and Shabbos HaGadol. And what do you do the rest of the time? Askanus, Paskling Shilas, chickens.
He had his own Beis Medrash.
He didn't have.
Most cities in Europe, the Rav had, part of the contract was that when you come here, you will be the Rav of our city, you will be our Meir Derech, you could have your own shtiebel, which most of them did have, but you have to appear in the main shul
twice a year.
The Minchas Halazah, the Munkatcher Rebbe, had his Chesidus Shehayif, but he came to the shul where Yasla Rosenblatt was chazen twice a year. The Shabbos HaGadol and Shabbos Shuvah Drasha was delivered in the Hype shul, which davened Nusach Ashkenaz.
The Satan Rav also, something
the
like
insisted that
everyone.
Satan Rav also, right?
The Satan Rav, did you say? And he will open a yeshiva.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think that today it's not the same.
Allow for 50 or 100 bachurim in your yeshiva, which we will take care of. And you have your own, you can have your own shtiebel and everything. Plus, the Rebbetzin had the monopoly on the...
The gemachs.
Monopoly on, what do you call it, on the lech?
The kugel.
No, on the lech, all the lech in the town were bought from the Rebbetzin. She made that. That was the pranasa. And that was it.
Okay, but you're touching upon what our Kevin discussed called the Ksav Hiskashrus. The Hasidim, it appears. The Hasidim, it appears, they were very intrigued with this Ksav Rabbanus. And they wanted to show that the Rebbe is even on a higher madrega than a Rav. A Rav, we have nothing to do with the Rav. The Rav just provides a service. Paskin the Shilas. I have a chicken. You know Shulchan Aruch. I don't. Tell me it's a kosher or not. But a Rebbe is going to take you into Olam Haba. Right? The Rebbe is going to take you, your destiny is tied to the Nesham of the Rebbe. So when they appointed a new Rebbe, they wrote, this was obviously an outgrowth of the Ksav Rabbanis, a Ksav Hiskashrus, where they basically, you're declaring that my Neshama is dependent on your Neshama. It's a much higher Madrega. Maybe you'll do some research on Google, you'll send us some links of the Ksav Rabbanis and Ksav Hiskashrus.
Ksav Hiskashrus is a way of saying
Shura.
Yeah, Rebbe.
Because in 1955,
yeah,
the Rebbe said, I'm stopping to pass Mishailas. Until then, anyone who had a Shaila would
yeah.
to the Rebbe with a Shaila.
Yeah.
And it started growing. So he said, listen, is Rabbi Jacobson?
Let him pass him. It was a matter of time. He didn't have time.
That's right, because of time. He said, from now on, he will pass Mishailas.
Okay, look, if Chaim Soloveitchik was the Rav in Brisk, but he only was makabel, accepted to be the Rav if they'll also take a dayan. The briskas have a problem. They
because they can't pass.
They can't pass them. The briskas, and this is crept, this is crept into today's society as well. The bigger London you are, the more you can't pass them. Because the more you can see the other side of the coin.
Yeah, there was the Baisu with Reb Chaim and
Popov is the same thing.
Dayan.
He sent a Mishael and said, just write your psak. Don't give me any reasons because...
I'll slug him up. There's a Dayan, so Chaim was the Rav, the Meirah Derech, but he insisted that he broke tradition. He broke tradition where I'm not going to be the Dayan. You're going to have to hire a separate person to be the Dayan, to paskin all the shalots, because I can't paskin. I can never make a decision. I can't make a decision. Okay, let's at least do one paragraph. Limud Gemara. Okay, let's go through this. I don't really know what it says here. B'bava mitzi amru alimud ha-gemara shein l'chami digdele mizod shehu bar bir taimei ha-halachos u-bir taimei ha-machlaikis. There's no better study than the study of the Talmud. When you study the Talmud, what you do, there's analysis, deep analysis into the reasons given to the Mishnayos. With the sugi number, Hechidami Rosh Ha'am, the Gemara gives me what's called the Rosh Ha'am, this is going back to Havchabin, before Mahan, a few days before. Ulamar Zesh Shakar Vishon, Veloshimesh Talmidei Chachamin, Vechulus, what does that mean? Perish Rashi, Lilmoit Savaros HaGemara Betami HaMishnah, Mahem Rosh Hu, She'ein Tarasa Al Burya, it's not clear, Ve'ein Lilmoit Himenu Shal Yidei HaTamim, Yeshchil Gbis Veheter, Uvedidei Mimamas Lizchus Sulchai, when it comes to the most deposit. And Chaim and Potter, who with the harvest of Tamil Tar, Kedam become a duchti, my time on Omar Mar Hochi Mar. Omar Mar Hochi Mar Hochi, Viamai Benayu, Ik Benayu Kach Vekach, the Odom who, now here's he follows through, Shahashemea Eskoloi, Shoine Mishnayoisov, a person that hears a person paskin from Mishnayois, Kisover who Shaboki Bitanehem, the Noyagin by Kovod Kitalmide Chachamim. A person, he fools the tzibur. He's a baki in Mishnayis. He can rattle off chapter and verse. One Mishnah and tell you what the Rav says, but that's...
Can't tell you what the Rav says.
Because the Rav already telling you the Gemara.
He can say the Mishnah.
I can say the Mishnah, but he can't explain to you the depth behind the Mishnah, and therefore that will obviously lead to a mistake in practical halacha. So basically, just because you're a baki muflag in Mishnayis does not mean you are a poisek. To be a poisek, according to the very simple level, you have to know the Talmud, because the Talmud will give you the reason behind the Mishnah, and then once you know the reason, then you can extrapolate and paskin halacha, halacha l'maisa. Now, he goes further as follows. Here we go to Rav Moshe. Shud Agris Moshe. Kosav Shaf is Manin Shakvar Nichtav Kola Shas Vigam Piska Goin Barif Ramba Virosh Vitub Shachnorch in Kola Mafarshim Shalem. Today we have everything. Look at this, we have today, we have not only the Talmud, we have already the Rosh, the Rif, the Tur, the Shulchanoruch, and we have the Mishnah Brewer, and you name it, all the way down. We call Malkum Yeshkam Torah Shabbat. It's an amazing, beautiful Igor Smosha. He says a person who sits in his home and does not have a Rebbe, even though he has the art scroll and Shulchanoruch, you still miss something. You're still, it's an amazing yisod. You're still missing something. We call Malcolm Yeshu. He says something about our article also. You're still missing. You're still missing something. We call Malcolm. Look what he writes. These are powerful words. Yesh gam Torah shebal peh sheloi nichta vadayin. With all the Shkans Shulchan Aruch and Tor Yerdei and so on and so forth, you're still missing something which is not even written. The Efshel Leida HaTorah Al Burya Biloy Shimush Talmidei Chachamim Shelekein Nikra Gemara. The study of Gemara is called Shimush Talmidei Chachamim Yishum Shetzach Lohavim Dvarim Haksuvim. Just because you can read what it says, you have to understand what it really means. And to understand what it really means, you have to have someone that has a tradition, that has been trained by a teacher, that has legitimacy to transmit and make sure you really got what it says. It's an amazing idea. They complain about certain poskim that they're independent thinkers. They don't have a mesorah. A lot of times in the yeshiva world, he asks, oh, who is he? He became a Rav. Where does he come from? He learned by this Rosh Hashiva. He learned in this Malkaim. And sometimes, yeah, he's just an independent. He's independent. He's not. He didn't learn in any major league yeshiva. He doesn't have a real rebbe. He's a good head. He's a good head. He knows how to paskin. So you find that the yeshiva world, they shy away from those type of dayanim and poiskim. They feel very comfortable when you have a person that's a product. That's a product of an institution because they're carrying a certain tradition, a mahalach. Today, no one has a mahalach. Everyone today, it's all the global village today. You know, today the mahalach has been, but still, you know, if you're a product of Lakewood, so you know where you're coming from. you're a product of, you learned in the, one of the brisky yeshivas in Eretz Yisrael, you learned in Mir Yeshiva, you learned in Torah V'das. Torah V'das today is not the same that it used to be. It's not like, you know, even Chaim Berlin, it's not like, you know, years ago you learned by Rav Chodner, you learned, so you know where you're coming from. You know where the person is coming from. The person, you learned by Rav Soloveitchik and why. You know where he's coming from. When did you learn? I learned in a day school out in the Midwest. I went to Israel. I went to this yeshiva you never heard of. I went to that yeshiva. I came back. I got my PhD. And I like rabbonis, so I became a rabbi. And I start paskening shilas, very complicated shilas. I become very active in the RCA. I become very active. Where are you coming from?
You need a smicha.
Yeah, smicha. He has a smicha from someone. But the smicha he got from the rabbonot. He got this rabbonot, you don't know enough of nothing. Just the written exams. Pretty much written, it's all written exams. I got smicha from the rabbonot. Where did you learn? In a day school that was barely Shomer Shabbos. And I went to this, I go to lectures, I learn online. That's the big thing today. I got smicha online, right? That's the big thing today. Where are you coming from? You're brilliant. You have two PhDs. A PhD in engineering, a PhD in philosophy.
You don't have a hadrochim halacha.
Where are you coming from? I know the whole art school inside out. But there's something missing. This is what Rav Moshe is saying. You could have everything, all the knowledge, but if you don't have a stamp...
By the way, I just want to tell you, Chavetz Chaim did not get smicha until he was in the
Davis. He needed it for a passport. For a passport. Who gave him the smicha?
Rabbi
Chanan, his Talmud. His Talmud. Where did Rabbi Chanan get smicha from? Baruch Ber. Rav Baruch Ber?
I think Rav Shimon.
Rav Shimon Shkop.
I think so.
And where Rav Shimon Shkop have smicha from?
All the yichas now coming out.
All right. So these are the words of emotion. These words have become more and more true in this generation. So that Sarach Rav Shiyasper Halacha Lefisugis Hagemar Bepeh Mamish. Bepeh Mamish. Vegam Chaverim Sheyischadidu Bezeh. She even Talidim that are very sharp. Sheyishmu, they should listen. Eich Nevinim Kol Echad La'acher Shenilkad B'moichoy Hadvarim Shenishmu. They have to listen to how one person transmit the words of Torah from one to the other. V'gama Shehivinu Be'atzmam Lefi Erech Havana Shalomdu Miram Gam Ben Yonei Machim Shalomdu Gam Kol Inyim Be'atzmam. Okay, whatever that means. Basically, the idea is there's something to be said about a real yeshiva and a real tradition, not to get a degree online. Like, even in the colleges today, it's an epidemic. I was talking to a professor in Brooklyn College. I used to teach in Brooklyn as an adjunct this week, to catching up with him all the latest things that are going on there. So there's enormous pressure to raise money. Every institution is desperate to raise a few dollars, and it's a lucrative business to offer courses online. You have a course online, what? It's just the money is there. It's lucrative. And the colleges have no choice but to offer as many courses as they can. But it's killing academia. Everyone agrees. Giving courses online where you don't interact with students, you don't see them, they log on, they log off, you know what they're not doing, it completely destroys the whole culture of an academic institution. And every single institution is grappling with this dilemma. On the one hand, we need the money.
Because it's become places of indoctrination.
Joke anyway.
We need the money. You need the money. On the other hand, if we give you a whole degree online, how could we say that you're a product of our institution? You don't even know, you never stepped in the front door.
So institutions have become so morally corrupt that it's better than...
Forget about the moral... Forget about that.
They learn something.
There's no question that if not for the money, 90% of the online course wouldn't be cancelled. Every institution would demand, you want to take a course, you have to come to the class. You have to come to the class, you have to walk into the building and be part of the environment. The only reason why they're giving in is 100% because of money. That's clear as day. That's what it is. And they have no choice. He ain't kemach.
I don't understand the whole reason that the expenses of the college...
Okay,
has nothing to do with...
V'zeu inyin ha-gadol b'limud ha-tarish she'zeh shaykh l'schadish kol yomav av me'zikna v'seva l'schadol b'chol yom yom yotzim v'chit shoh yasmo sh'nasa l'asmo tarvayu rav v'talmud. ולבחינס לימוד זה עם אוי ליופי אצלוי הוא שיסייגע כל איכל להסעמק יויסב יויסב לפי הדרך שכבר כל תמריכם בשמיעס השיעורים אף שיהיו בעניונם אחרים. So he's saying over here, Moshe over here is writing over here something very fascinating, is that the person's development, his entire life, his entire trajectory in life, in study, is all based upon the way he has been, the way he has been taught, what he has listened to in his youth. The limsoy devarim hatzrichim bir v'gam kushis beis a studio question ulatarzim ulhasbiram ulchaver balpeh ulapam gam lekoisvam to write shemize yivchinu shemiskadlu v'yiru liskadlu oid yosef yosef ad lemadregas kavaraba. It all depends on what you're taught in your youth, and just because you can read what it says inside, is still you cannot deny, take away from the advantage of listening to shiurim from people themselves who have come from greater people. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll take a short break.